The first reading this morning is from Genesis 1:1. In the beginning, when God created the heavens and the earth was a formless void, and darkness covered the face of the deep, while a wind from God swept over the face of the waters. Then God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. God saw that the light was good, and God separated the light from the darkness. God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And there was evening, and there was morning on the first day. Word of God, word of life. And the second reading is from the Acts of the Apostles in chapter 19. When Apollos was in Corinth, Paul passed through the interior regions and came to Ephesus, where he found some disciples. He said to them, "Did you receive the Holy Spirit when you became believers?" And they replied, "No, we had not even heard there was a Holy Spirit." And then he said to them, "Into what then were you baptized?" They answered, "Into John's baptism." Paul said, "John baptized with the baptism of repentance, telling the people to believe in the one who is to come after him, that is Jesus." On hearing this, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. When Paul laid his hands on them, the Holy Spirit came upon them, and they spoke in tongues and prophesied. Altogether, there were about 12 of them. Word of God, word of life. Please stand for the gospel.
The Gospel according to Mark, the first chapter. John the Baptizer appeared in the wilderness, proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. And people from the whole Judean countryside and all the people of Jerusalem were going out to him and were baptized by him in the river Jordan, confessing their sins. Now John was clothed with camel's hair, with a leather belt around his waist, and he ate locusts and wild honey. He proclaimed, "The one who is more powerful than I is coming after me. I am not worthy to stoop down and untie the thong of his sandals. I have baptized you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit." In those days, Jesus came from Nazareth of Galilee and was baptized by John in the Jordan. And just as Jesus was coming up out of the water, he saw the heavens torn apart and the Spirit descending like a dove on him. And a voice came from heaven, "You are my Son, the Beloved. With you I am well pleased." The Gospel of the Lord. You may be seated. Like I said, today we begin the season of Epiphany, and the color of the season of Epiphany is green. But we don't have green up here. No, it's not a mistake. We start off the season with a holy day, the baptism of our Lord. And so that's why we have the white. And then we'll switch over and we'll have green starting next week for the rest of the season of Epiphany. So today is this special day, this holy day in the church where we remember Jesus's baptism. And I don't know if you noticed, but the gospel reading today was a bit of a repeat that we heard just a couple of weeks ago. We started the beginning of Mark at the beginning of Advent. And so we already heard this bit about John the Baptizer and how he was out in the wilderness baptizing people with a baptism of repentance, how he was asking people to turn their hearts and their lives back towards God, how he was proclaiming that someone else was coming, that he was just the pre-show warm-up for the one who was to come, the one who was greater than him, the one who would baptize people with the Holy Spirit. We already heard all of that getting ready part of the story during Advent, but we stopped there. We stopped just short of the baptism part that we got to hear today. So after John's preparing, in verse 9, in walks Jesus. And this is the first appearance of Jesus in the Gospel of Mark. There's no birth story. There's no childhood of Jesus. We start with Jesus as an adult going out into the wilderness to be baptized by John. And again, if you remember back those couple of weeks, Mark's gospel is fast-paced. Jesus's baptism is only a couple of verses long. And in just 8 verses, we have heard John's ministry summarized, Jesus foretold, Jesus's arrival, and Jesus's baptism. Just like boom, 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 boom. And in Mark's brief little description of the baptism, Jesus has a vision. Jesus has a vision of the heavens being torn open and the Holy Spirit descending from heaven into him, the Greek says. The NRSV doesn't get that, but it's going into him, we're told. So there's a lot crammed into that little tiny verse. It's crammed full of important stuff. So first of all, the heavens are torn open, which is extremely significant. It means that God is not locked away in heaven. That was the common understanding of the time, that there was this barrier between the heavenly realm and the earthly realm, and this barrier is torn open in this moment. God has removed the division. God has entered into the world to be present and to be known. God has torn open what separates us from God, dive bombing into the world as a dove and taking residence among us in human form. Mark crammed all of that into just a few words. And then also in that little tiny verse, Jesus receives the gift of the Holy Spirit. The Spirit enters him and he is filled with the power of the Holy Spirit, which becomes really important in just a little bit. So along with this vision, this cram-packed with meaning vision, Jesus also hears a voice from heaven announcing, "You are my son, the beloved. With you I am well pleased." That announcement reminded me of the announcement that we talked about on Christmas Eve morning. If you were one of the few who was here that morning, we talked about the announcement that Mary received from an angel, where the angel came to Mary and announced that she would be the mother of the Messiah, the mother of the one being sent to save the people. And we talked about how that announcement was also a call story, because in that announcement, Mary was being told who she was being called to be and what it was she was being called by God to do, to mother and nurture the Messiah. And so that's exactly what's happening here for Jesus in his baptism. It's this announcement, this call. We don't get any of that earlier stuff in Mark. We don't get the genealogy that ties Jesus to the line of David, saying who he is. We don't get the virgin birth that shows his divinity in that way. In Mark, this is the moment where who Jesus is revealed. It's in his baptism, in this announcement. So with this vision and with this voice from heaven, it is announced who Jesus is, that he is the beloved, that he is the chosen, that he is a child of God. And in that moment, Jesus is called out into his ministry. So that's what happens next. Immediately after his baptism, if you remember, Mark loves immediately. Everything happens immediately. Immediately after his baptism, Jesus goes out into the wilderness and wrestles with this new identity, this new understanding, this new information that he's given. He wrestles with it. He wrestles with the temptation to not do what God is calling him to do, or to not do it in the way God is calling him to do it. And then after living through that wilderness time, living through that wrestling, he immediately begins his ministry of preaching and proclaiming, of teaching and healing. So this moment of Jesus' baptism is this pivotal moment. It's the moment that launches Jesus' ministry. It's the moment where he is empowered by the Holy Spirit to go out and do all that God has called him to do. And it's the moment where his identity is revealed, where it's announced who he is. We don't get that choir of angels that Luke writes about. We don't get the announcement to Joseph and Mary. We get this moment, this baptismal moment, where the true identity of Jesus is revealed. And then from those waters, Jesus is called forward to do the world-changing work that God sent him to do. I love that Mark makes all of this known in Jesus' baptism. I wanted to try and make all those connections for you because it's so cool, because that's what baptism is for us as well. In our baptism, we too receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. We lay hands on the person being baptized and pray, "Send now your Holy Spirit upon Sarah." We too have our name proclaimed publicly as children of God. We say, "John, child of God, you have been sealed by the Holy Spirit and marked with the cross of Christ forever." And we too are claimed as God's own, named as God's own, and called forward into ministry. There are promises that are made for babies and for young children, or if it's an older person, they make those promises for themselves. And it includes that we may learn to trust God, proclaim Christ through word and deed, care for others and the world God made, and work for justice and peace. Every year in my family, we celebrate our kids' baptismal birthdays. Their two baptismal birthdays fall just a week apart in April. And every time we watch the video of their baptism, we light the candle that they were given, and we eat cookies. That's an important part. And every year I remind them of their identity. I remind them that they are children of God. And that is who they are, no matter what. No matter what they do in their lives, no matter what names they take on for themselves or what names are given to them, no matter what, they are and will always be blessed and loved children of God. It's a really important thing for me that we do this every year because I want them to remember who they are. And I want them to take that identity with them, to know that above all else, they are loved. Above all else, they are loved and claimed and cherished by God. I want them to know that in whatever they do and wherever they go, they carry that love with them. And they're called to be a reflection of that love. In these few verses about Jesus' baptism, we are reminded of this amazingly good news that is given to us. The amazingly good news that our God is not locked away in heaven, but is here with us. That there are no barriers that keep God from us, but that God has dive-bombed right into our very hearts. That God has taken up residence in flesh and blood all around us. And the amazingly good news that God has named us and claimed us and called us in our baptism. That we are, above all else, blessed and loved children of God. And we take that truth and that love with us wherever we go and whatever we do. into whatever wilderness moments we may have in our lives, that truth remains that we are loved and that we are empowered by the Holy Spirit to go out and share that love. Thanks be to God.